This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, I had no idea Blink-182 was Irish.
So are the aliens.
Yeah. Boondock Saints was the winner. On the text line.
Far
says you gotta
away.
Watch it. Yeah, I gotta watch it. I think I'm gonna watch it tonight too.
Okay.
I don't know how much sports I'm gonna be diving into. Obviously diving into the playoff that's happening. Rory McIlroy birdies the 16th, which means he goes one under. Somebody, I didn't know if they were trolling, because you never know anymore. They were like, what's aggregate scoring mean?
Oh, yeah.
The total of per rounds. So if, for instance, in soccer, in the UEFA League, if Bayern Munich and Real Madrid play, and they play two games, and Bayern Munich goes up in the first game 2-0, that means that in the second game, Real Madrid has to win 3-0 just to win, because they're already down two. So if Rory birdies the first two holes, and this guy pars the first two holes, that means that Rory would have to like double bogey, and this guy would have to birdie just to win. So it's total combined score throughout the total amount of games, holes, whatever. Could you imagine the aggregate scoring like the AFC and NFC championship game?
That'd be crazy.
Each team gets a playoff game. You play either KC first, Buffalo first, and then if the Chiefs win 21-7, they're up 14-0.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Sign me up. Get rid of that week before the playoffs. Do aggregate NFC AFC championship games.
Would have been great for the early Chiefs.
Yeah,
right now, I don't know if I like that as
good
much.
Good luck. Well, I mean, I guess it'd be great. They're still only winning like 54-51 aggregate,
that's
you know,
true.
Still minus three. You put up 50. What could Kareem Hunt do? I have no idea. A lot of people say what doesn't make sense is Elijah Mitchell signing.
Yeah, I know. To me, it's the sequence. Either one makes sense. Both of them together do not.
I was talking to Cody Tapp out there, and he says, Kareem Hunt seems like a sentimental guy, like peace. Like, you want the guy to win. We got away with the Super Bowl. He wanted to get his first Super Bowl. Didn't happen. Obviously,
bring
because
him back.
Of the catastrophic ending against Philadelphia in that Super Bowl. But it is what it is.
I could see that texter being right, too, about just maybe he's a practice squad guy. They have injuries.
Yeah.
He knows exactly where to come up. He's fresh.
Because we know Kareem can... they draft a running back and move Pacheco. I don't know if you move Pacheco. He's still on that rookie deal.
Yeah, still on the rookie deal. There's not much of a market. I'd keep Pacheco.
What, are you going to get a fourth, seventh round pick for him?
Yeah, come on. No.
You're already on house money with Isaiah
exactly.
Pacheco.
Exactly. You should keep
two
him.
Two Super Bowls, got him in the seventh round out of Rutgers.
Yep.
Sign me up.
Recover from the injury. He's got this whole offseason. He'll be back. He'll be fresh.
Yeah. It is that time of the day on a Monday. This is the new time. Vern will join us. Normally it's Fesco. He's out of town. Mac and I, he joins us today. Vern, how are you doing on this lovely Monday morning on St. Patrick's Day?
I'm doing very well. I was under the impression that St. Patrick's Day was the 14th, and I was surprised. I'm like, man, nobody's mentioned that it's St. Patrick's Day. That's pretty weird. Come to find out this morning, today's St. Patrick's Day. So always informative, Dusty. I appreciate the information that today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, wear your green so nobody pinches you.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm 41. If anybody touches me, I can haul off on them.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you pinch me, I'm punching you in the effing face.
Yeah. You pinch me when I'm a kid. I'm a grown-up now. Don't touch me.
You're not wearing green. I don't care. don't pinch me. I mean, that's just... I mean, there's three pains that I don't
want.
You go
pitch one of your single friends, lady.
Yeah, come on now. Yeah. You know, we have two different definitions of pinching.
Although I have heard the struggle that the show's having this morning of identifying Ireland v.
Tough, dude.
Scotland.
Dude, it's tough, man.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm getting called
racist. That's
why
I would just steer clear. I didn't even know what day it was. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, come on now. I mean, Irish, Scottish, I thought they were just brothers.
Let's hope they are.
Because, I mean, we've all seen
Let's hope they can come together.
Did you think the Robin Williams skit was Ireland, or did you think it was Scotland?
I'm not familiar with it. Really? I thought you did a pretty good job, though.
Okay.
Passing it across. It made it interesting. I now want to seek it out.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. You'll have to look that one up. That one's great.
The guy that's playing Rory McIlroy is absolutely melting down. He just put his approach or his 17.
Never heard of any of these guys in the top 10 outside of Rory.
Yeah, JJ Spahn just put his ball in the drink on 17. Nice. Looks absolutely
good for
lost.
Rory, man. How can you not root for that dude?
On St. Patrick's Day? Now I know he's from Ireland. You know, I know he's of Irish descent, and he got it pushed back to St. Patrick's Day, so you know he's winning.
He's Northern Ireland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a different country. Him and Shane Lowry. I'm almost finished with the new season of Full Swing.
Mm.
Yeah, that President's Day Cup or that President's Cup one was about as boring as it is golf. I had to kind of fast forward through that one. But no, I want to talk about our guy. I talked to you on Sunday, and it was a humble Dusty, was it not? It was a humble Dusty.
I love who our guy is. Not the best player on the planet.
No.
Not the opening day starter. Mm-hmm. Not the runner-up for Cy Young Award. Not the future Hall of Fame catcher. Not even the future All-Star first baseman. Our guy is, understandably, Jack Caglione, correct? Mm-hmm. Someone that's likely to start at AA?
Yeah. And... You
the
know,
6'5" phenom rook.
Yeah, that
guy. Size, he is a monster.
Size
You're
17
right.
feet.
Yeah.
Even that's got Rex Ryan grinning. He swallowed your hand with his own hand at spring training. You admitted that. You've never seen that happen to you before. Sorry, Dad. But here we are. Another game, which I thought was maybe not the explosive Caglione game in the split squad on Saturday, but a 2-for-3 day, 2 RBI, a walk. He looks like he's kind of getting comfortable. But from what I've been told from a source, Vern, he still struggles with the old number two, the old curveball.
Well, you listen. Everyone, when you're facing big league pitching, struggles with the off-speed stuff. And that is another reason why, have some grace, right? Have some patience. Allow him to suffer an 0-for-10 stretch somewhere outside of the big leagues before you have the weight of the world on his shoulders. Drew another walk yesterday. Listen, I don't feel comfortable sitting here explaining why Jack shouldn't be in the big leagues because, Dusty, as you know, this has been as perfect a spring training as the 22-year-old could have drawn up, whether we're talking production, we're talking meshing with the pros in the big league clubhouse. It's doing what he set out to do when showing up to surprise, and that is showing the coaching staff that he's mentally prepared for the grind of a 162-game big league regular season. So mentally, physically, emotionally, teammate-wise, he's done everything. And putting in the work, right? Acknowledging his faults. Hitting's always tough. I don't care how long you've been in the game. Salvador Perez still has a tough time with sliders away. And he's been in the game for nearly a decade and a half. So issues with the breaking ball, that's, you never have that solved. You never step to the dish and go, okay, I hit everything. I dare you to throw. I mean, Barry Bonds had that. Okay, Barry Bonds had that, but not many people outside of that. Also, the defensive, I don't want to say issues, but the need for growth defensively. And I'm not talking about the outfield. I'm talking about first base. There's still work that needs to be done to make him a professional defender at first base, let alone out in the corner outfield. So, listen, if I could have asked you going into camp, what's the perfect performance for Jack Caglione? Outside of he had a bases-loaded opportunity in the breakout game with all the prospects back on Saturday. If he goes bridge there, okay, now it's the perfect camp. But he's pretty darn close to doing everything that Royals fans could have wanted. I mean, you mentioned it earlier, Dusty. He's one of, if not the, biggest talking point of camp. So, boy, and he has been smiling ear to ear, having a great time, one of the first ones to show up, one of the last ones to leave. It's just all gone so very well. But as you know, it's a game of failure. Let's see how he handles his first taste of failure in more than a calendar year. You do have to go back to when he started playing A-ball. His first few weeks of professional baseball was the last time this guy struggled. We know hard times await, so let's see how he handles it here in 2025.
Because I told you, I was like, either way, like you just kind of described, it's still a great story this spring. Like, yeah. I mean, you know, we always say, which I always steal from you, is like, all right, Mahomes, just, you know, we've got baseball until he puts on the yellow jersey and the red 15 and starts throwing, you know, passes to receivers in St. Joe. But, you know, Caglione has been this story for the Royals. I told Mac before during the show that I think the three stories that have been the biggest in Kansas City in the offseason is obviously, you know, Chiefs moves, NFL draft, Jack Caglione. I mean, I don't know if I'm wrong about that, but I mean, like, at least he's getting the wheels turning, because he could have had a catastrophic spring and he's starting in A-ball and we're having this whole, like, oh, the Royals and they don't develop. But all of a sudden, now maybe he starts in AA and in a month he's in AAA. And that even still is an expedited process to what this kid has done this spring with that slash line. Again, 17 at bats, but still pretty impressive, knocking .529 off the average.
And I think that speaks to the heightened expectations for this team. I'm not going to disagree with your three big storylines of the offseason. Yeah, the Super Bowl, you know, the dynastic Chiefs, who's going to help them return to glory, and then this 22-year-old monster of a left-handed bat in Jack Caglione. I do think that speaks to we all know and believe that the Royals are going to contend for a division title, so we as Royals fans, which is, you know, music to my ears, it was one of my big questions coming into camp, was how are Royals fans, how is Kansas City going to treat this team? Are we going to take the advice of Salvador Perez and now look at this organization as a squad that is expected to go to the playoffs year in and year out after what they did last season? That is now the standard for Kansas City baseball. And it seems to be as if, yes, Royals fans are falling in line. We're not falling victim or overblowing the outstanding springs of Michael Massey or Jonathan India or MJ Melendez or Daniel Lynch or Chris Bubich. And in that same breath, we're not overreacting to, you know, the inflated ERA out here in camp of a Michael Wacha or a Cole Reagans. We understand that they're getting their work in right now in preparation for this six-month grind through the summer. So to put our hopes and dreams and attention and eyeballs on Jack Caglione makes sense, because we know the 26 guys that are going to be there in 10 days at Kauffman Stadium, the only numbers that matter start in 10 days. What's happening out here in camp doesn't matter for the big league guys. It's They matter for Jack Caglione. They matter for Noah Cameron and Lewinder Avila and the rest of the guys that are next up, Carter Jensen's and whatnot. And across the board, those four names I just mentioned, the two closest pitching prospects and the two best position player prospects in Carter and Caglione, all four of them. Very impressive, not only to me, but to the coaching staff, to the front office. That's what spring training's about when you're a quality organization and a squad that has a playoffs or bust mindset. So, yeah, Caglione, no doubt, one of the top three stories. And thankfully, Royals fans now view this team as they should be viewed, as a contender for 2025.
Speaking of being that contender, some news that we got yesterday. Mm-hmm. The opening day guy on the slab is one Cole Reagans. We do a thing called One Word, and I said future for Cole Reagans. This ought to be your guy that goes out there and toes the slab, obviously, with the contract in the offseason. That's your guy. That's your ace. You know, you take him into the, you know, the depth of hell when it gets into the rough months of baseball. Like you always say, Vern, who's that guy that in the midst of a three-game losing streak can go out there and say, the hell with it, it's over today. Cole Reagans kind of gives you that sort of, that, you know, that toughness, that yep, snot of a starting pitcher, which doesn't make sense, but it sounds cool.
Well, it makes sense.
Opening day starter is Cole Reagans. Obviously, the humbled and quiet Texas kid that he is gets the slab. We played your audio. What's that mean for him, and what's that mean for the team moving forward outside of just what it is, the future?
Well, I think for him, it is just the latest reminder of how he's viewed in the game. Back-to-back opening day starts. Keep in mind, this is a guy that went through back-to-back Tommy John surgeries and was traded away by the team that drafted him for a three-month rental of Aroldis Chapman. So to go from a relief prospect that you're willing to give away for a rental, turning into a top three Cy Young Award finisher, and the face of a franchise, or one of the faces of a franchise, is another testament to the kingpin that is J.J. Piccolo calling the shots right now in this Royals front office. That's where I have to begin. To me, Reagans, Urseg, Hunter Harvey, I mean, there's so many moves on this roster. So, so many acquisitions, whether it's trade or free agency, that just shines such a great light on J.J. Piccolo and where this franchise is and where it can be with more savvy moves like that. But as far as Cole is concerned, just look at the rest of this rotation. You know, Michael Wacha, not a Hall of Fame resume, but a resume that's going to be remembered for a long time, whether it's the NLCS MVP dating back to his days in St. Louis, or just the consistent professionalism that he's left in all of the clubhouses that he's been fortunate enough to be a part of. Seth Lugo, the runner-up for the American League Cy Young Award last season. Two of the most respected voices and arms in the American League. And once again, it was a no-brainer that Cole Reagans lead that staff. So I think that speaks to not only what the organization thinks about him, what his talent demands, but also the respect that some of the most respected in the game have for him. All right, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, there's no bones about it, man. They would point to Cole Reagans and say, that dude's the nastiest. So, you know, I think last year was a nice breakout for the boys in blue. It made Cole and Seth and Vinny more household names when it comes to baseball circles. This year's about taking the next step and putting that team on the national map, where it's not just Bobby Witt and Salvi and those names I just mentioned, but it's the Kansas City Royals and their reputation preceding themselves to where they come to town and people are showing up to the Big A or the Mariners ballpark or Yankee Stadium or down in Tampa. You're showing up to see Bobby, to see Lugo, to see Reagans. That's what I'm looking for from this team, to go from a nice story that everybody fell in love with last year to this year.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Becoming that type of organization that you plan your weekend around. We got to go see Bobby Witt Jr. at least once.
Yeah, I always love the George Brett reference, which is he's a guy you don't go take a piss for. You stay on the rail and you hold it because of the action that it could be happening for that guy.
Speaking of, I'm looking forward. Him and Cags spent some time in the dugout with one another yesterday. That was a sight to behold. The 22-year-old Caglione and the greatest Royal of all time. I'm hoping to get a few minutes with Jack today and find out what was going on in that convo with the great number five.
Oh, so it was, what you're saying is it was Brett telling me he's getting the call up to the big leagues. That's awesome. I'm joking. Or he's worried about his home run record in Kansas City with that kid looming. Could be there. Hey, last one real quick, Vern. One of the big moves this offseason was getting rid of a guy that was a homegrown talent drafted out of Florida. Not Caglione, but it was Brady Singer, and in comes Jonathan India. I think Jonathan India has had a really nice spring, and if there's one thing you're going to do, you got to get going quick with these fans sometimes because they all had a connection to Brady. He was a big piece. You bring in your leadoff hitter. Looks like he's doing his job. At least it did look like that in Saturday's game when he knocked in that dinger.
Everything, man, everything that you would have asked Jonathan India to do, he's doing that plus more. I mentioned before the clubhouse, it appears as if he came up with Bobby and Vinny and Massey and the rest, just immediately meshes, seems like a great leader. He was the leader in Cincinnati, and we all know that Bobby and Salvi are leading the way in Kansas City, so, you know, India can just... instead of needing to be the guy to not only get it done offensively and defensively, but also lead with body language and energy, he doesn't need to worry about that. Salvi and Bobby have it. He can just impart his knowledge and experience on the young Royals that he's going to be taking the diamond with. Defensively, third base, he's looked outstanding. Obviously, second base, you're expecting some defensive improvement there with the great infield coach, Jose Aguacio, that the Royals have. So the defensive knocks that India's had on him in the past, I think, will be slightly alleviated because of better coaching and put in more opportune spots, even if it means left field, third base. He certainly looked solid defensively, a lot more solid than I was expecting coming into camp. I can't remember a game in which he's played out here in which he hasn't found himself drawing a walk, roping a double, getting on base in some form or fashion. So across the board, clubhouse, offense, defense, base running, energy, competitiveness, desire, it's all there for Jonathan India. So listen, we go through it every single season as far as who's the first person that the fan base is going to turn on. I don't think we even need to worry about that with Jonathan India. There's going to be no buyer's remorse when it comes to the leadoff hitter for the 2025 Royals. This dude, so far, all good.
You really sure you needed that mini fridge in the garage, Dave? Hey, go look and see if your cocktails are cold. Oh, they are. You forget about that purchase really quickly when it pays off immediately. Vern, we'll talk to you next Monday. The other guy will be in here with me, but appreciate the time and continue to enjoy that. Loving to see what your Caglione conversation will be after he talked to the man himself, George Brett. So we appreciate the time.
Love you, Dusty.
Love you too, Vern. Oh, that's first
that's
time.
That's nice.
First time he said it first.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.